I'm Jay.
I'm Adrian.
And together we are the Two Crazy Cat Ladies. I'm gonna cut you.
I think I just peed.
Buckle up.
We're back in the closet. To another episode of Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies, and it happens to be our new closet. Now, I know you can't really see that much in this closet because it's not like a massively huge closet, but we have new lighting, meaning new lighting,
a new light fixture.
We have new paint, which you also can't see, and new floors, which I think is going to help the sound for the podcast.
I hope so.
That's our hope.
Some of you may know that our old floors were completely buckled by the shower leak that was happening right on the other side of that wall. So it's been...
Which is part of our discussion.
Hello to everyone joining us live.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We're really excited to be back. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Let's go.
Two of us.
I'm telling you, so far 2024 has been such an adventure.
Yay. And Sissy says we look and sound great.
That's awesome. Thank you, Sissy.
We did the one thing that you will notice for those of you guys that are joining us live or watching on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram is our dresser that's always behind us here in the closet. It's always been brown that we got like back in 2005. And it didn't have drawer handles.
When we first got it in 2005, but these slowly just fell off and then the cats played them away somewhere.
Yep.
And
so we would have to take a screwdriver to open it up to get clothes out. That was just, you know, I mean, it's life. That's how we were living. But now we painted it ourselves and we put new hardware on it. So
also ourselves.
So it feels kind of good. And, welcome.
Yeah, and
welcome.
We also got this awesome, I know if you guys are listening on the podcast, you can't see this, but we have this cool on-air sign that we got
at
the world's weirdest yard sale. There was a sign in the back of a car.
Literally the other day.
Yeah, the other day. And we just rolled up in there. Yep. Ended up getting that little sign.
Now, I want to start off this podcast. I know this podcast is going to be revolving around, I'm just using our words. Renovations and resolutions, because we have so much to catch you guys up on, and it's going to be short. It's not going to be too long. We're going to keep it in a nutshell, so we're not boring or putting you guys to sleep. but I do want to start off by saying podcast world right now is like hot AF. It is so awesome. We had a podcast. It is. And we had a podcast this morning that will drop very soon with the Animal Communication Collective. And you
they
guys
will
know,
drop. We were on. We had the honor of being guests on their podcast.
Yes, we had it. Yes, we did. And it was awesome. We got some readings with Jack and Madison and our sweet Oliver Twist, who passed a year ago and just a little over a year ago. So we're very excited to share that with you guys when it comes up. However, coming forward in the next 2 weeks, actually, we're going to be having some amazing podcasts. So today we're going to tell you, we're going to catch you up a little bit. Next week, we're going to talk to you guys about the keys to longevity for cats, but it's going to be stuff that you guys would have never thought that we would say. Lessons that we've learned. Yes. Along our journey, and things that we truly believe at this point in our journey, that we want to share with you guys on longevity and cats.
We will not say that Kibble is the fountain of youth, just in case you thought that's what we were not going to.
Yeah, just subscribe. You'll see. And then the following week, so April 3rd, guys, I'm so excited. It's going to be so huge. So we are going to have a podcast on, we're going to have the Animal Communication Collective, Karen, Julie, and Meredith all here for our podcast Back in the Closet on April 3rd. And they are going to be doing a follow-up reading with Annie Banani, Annie Olivia, Annie Bell, our sweet Annie, they're going to be doing a follow-up live with her, reading with her to see where she's at a year later. Today is March 20th, which it feels like June 20th because it's really hot. It's really hot here in Las Vegas. But what is Jack doing? He's climbing all around our closet. It was a year ago yesterday that we found Annie on the side of the road. It was just less than 4 weeks after Oliver Twist passed, which was 4 weeks after Pooh Bear passed. You guys, if you guys have been following us for any amount of time, you know how devastating that was at the beginning of 2023 for us. And then we just so happened to be out on a bike ride in our community and find Annie, which was sent from above. She was sent from them.
It was a very special.
Shivering in fear. Yesterday was her gotcha day. It was 1 year from when we found her. And so now we asked them to come back on and do a follow-up because right after we found her, we asked them to come live on our podcast and do I think it was our podcast. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was our podcast. But we asked them to come. Oh, there she is. Hi, Annie Vanini.
Annie, we asked them to
come on and tell us who she is and where she came from, right? And it was a fantastic reading, fantastic live event. And they're going to do it again. And we're going to be able to we're going to go back. They said that they don't want to, but we're going to go back and watch the what she said that in the beginning a year ago.
Yep.
And then they're going to come live with us on April 3rd and do a follow-up to see how she's doing now. So we're really excited about that. Got some awesome podcasts in the works.
Yes, it's gonna be. Well, let's have a toast.
Okay.
Cheers.
We're drinking. Let me tell you guys, we are drinking.
We are mindfully drinking.
We are mindfully drinking.
In moderation.
In moderation. I have to say that preface the podcast. But we are drinking a whiskey tonight from Traverse City, Michigan. It has the Traverse City cherries in it. It's a very light whiskey. And, but it has very the after smooth. Flavor. Yeah. It's super smooth. And has an after flavor of like goodness cherry.
It's a random find for us. And we thought,
yeah,
for our first podcast, just the two of us, for to sing again, we would actually have a little toast tonight. So it's very exciting. This year has been nuts, you guys. So some of you guys may know that we started off with dry January, you guys know how much we love our cocktails and our wine.
Oh, yeah.
So it's we rarely go a day without having a beverage. And our dear friend and beautiful human, Rita Hogan, was visiting us. And she had just done the Whole 30, which is just all organic foods, which no alcohol.
It's like the cleanest living that you can do for 30 days.
Right. And Jay was like, that sounds so good. Like that, especially the healthy eating part. She loves her vegetables.
I love healthy food. It's actually like what my body craves. I really love healthy food.
She loves the Brussels and the broccoli and all the stuff and things.
Yeah.
And she said, I would love to do the Whole 30, but I don't think we can go 30 days without drinking. And Rita Hogan said, say that again.
And I said, I would love to eat, like thinking that she didn't hear me. I was like, I'd love to eat organic. Like I could totally do the diet. I just don't think we can go 30 days without drinking. And she said, say that again. And I was like, oh, okay. Now this is a challenge.
Randomly.
Of course I could go 30 days without drinking, like, or 31, right? January.
January.
But I'm like, sure, I can go a month without drinking. We'll do that. We can do that. Let's do that. Let's prove to her and to us that we can do that. Let's go ahead and do that. And we did. We ate. It was basically our resolution, right? I mean, it wasn't like
we didn't make it as a resolution.
We didn't do it as a resolution, but it was a challenge instead, which works so much better for us than a resolution. Because anytime we've ever made New Year's resolutions, we just haven't been great at sticking to it.
I mean, it's the nature of New Year's resolutions, in my opinion.
It's kind of like the nature of humanity in America, at least.
Yeah.
But
a great idea, good intention.
Yes,
like the road to hell. Here's what's fascinating, though. So we start off being like, awesome, we're gonna do this dry January, and we thought, are you ready to come down? He's ready to come down.
He's gonna jump.
He's gonna jump on my head if I don't give him.
Let him jump on your head.
I mean, there's.
Oh, here he comes.
Say hi, everybody. Hi.
Come on, Jack.
All right. Little did we know that 11 days into January, our entire bathroom was going to start peeing into our kitchen.
Which means leaking.
Leaking. That is what, oh, you have a thumbs up thing. So, and it would not stop. So we knew that we had a problem with our main bathroom from the moment we moved into this house, yep, almost 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's always been on our list of like, someday we are going to redo our bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know that someday never comes. There's never enough time. There's never enough
someday
money.
Someday never comes.
Right? So about a year and a half ago, we had that. That's a beautiful song. I think you should flesh it out a little bit and just make it your own.
I think if tomorrow never comes, okay, that's it.
Let's go. So about a year and a half ago, we had the same issue, and we kind of jerry-rigged our bathroom with
things. Didn't kind of. We totally did. 100% jerry-rigged our shower with the shower liner
and the shower
inside
door.
The door, yeah, so that the water wouldn't leak out, because we thought the leak was coming from outside the shower, not inside the shower. And it did. I mean, it didn't leak into our. It didn't leak into our kitchen again for a year and a half until it did.
Until it did, and then nothing. I mean, we spent a weekend caulking every little crack and crevice to
didn't
try.
Work.
To,
it was still. Yeah, it was still.
So we obviously, and it's going right into.
So we had to do a full renovation. It was time, and it was
right,
perfect.
But we couldn't have a drink to be like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to do this.
Oh, that was hard.
No beverage, right?
Hi, that was hard. Honey. That one was like the hardest day, because actually the same day our car broke down too. Yes.
And I was like, dentist.
I was like, why do we do this? Why did we
do we really need to do this?
Do we really need to do this? I feel like I really need a drink right now. I don't want to.
She actually called her mom.
I did. I called my mom.
Annie,
good girl. So I called my mom and I was like, listen, she was like, do you need money? I was like, no. My parents live on like Social Security. I was like, no, I don't need money. I need them. You to talk to me so that I do not pour a drink. Here's what's happened today. Yeah. And sure. They were so beautiful, and they walked me through it, and I poured my tea and we were good. Yes. But we had to renovate, which meant like a total change for all of the cats in the house. Three of the cats had never been through anything big like that. No. Jack and or Zorro and Friday had been. What is she doing?
Come here.
Friday and Zorro had been through
the debacle of
2019, yeah, when the house broke. Like the roof broke and then the house flooded stuff.
Judith,
something,
yes,
about water.
Yes, the car did break down. We in 2019 is when we got the Juke, because my Mazda that I'd had forever finally, yeah, pooped out.
It's like it always goes in pairs. Your house, yeah, and your car break down at the same time. I don't know.
It's kind of stressful.
I don't know. I mean, usually, but here's the funny thing. Because January, because we weren't drinking and we were eating healthy, it was... That was like, it wasn't as hard as it would have been any other time. And yeah. We dealt with the stress of everyday life. We dealt with the stress of the, you know, the business, the like all the different things that we do. We do a lot of things. Did he just open the drawer on camera? Did you guys see that? Did everybody see that? No, his little girlfriend Annie is gonna. She's like, thanks, dude. Thanks.
No.
I'm like, wait, watch. I can do it again. Oh my.
This is where the hardware on the other dresser went. They just ripped it off.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what happens.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I forgot what I was saying now.
What was fascinating is the stress of it. Those are. Look at this tiny banana. Oh, jeez.
Okay, my squirrel. My little squirrel.
No, what was fascinating about not drinking, what we realized within the first like week and a half, was we would pour a drink or two or seven almost every night to decompress, because we're working from about 5:15 when Jay's alarm goes off till 7, 8, sometimes 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
And are you going to knock this down, my love? Mm-hmm. And so we would pour a drink to decompress, and then we'd get up and do it again. And our stress level, especially Jay's, but especially Jay's, was always very high. Mm-hmm. When we did dry January, you would think that we'd be stressed out because we can't have a drink. The anxiety level just dropped. We were fascinated by
and
how much stress.
And then we were also fascinated by how our cats acclimated to, first before the breakdown, they started acclimating to each other. This little one, Annie, and Friday could not be in the same room without a fight happening. So it was like literally every single time they accidentally or purposely went into the same room, it was a run and break up a fight.
Fur flying fight.
And now, a lot of times it was a fur flying fight. Annie, we learned, is a little bit of a drama queen.
Yeah. Sometimes Friday would just walk in the room and Annie would just
turn into a twirling
dervish.
She does.
Friday didn't even touch her. She would be like,
she will just fall on her back and flail in the air and like scream like a crying baby when Friday has not even touched her.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, adorable, but also like come on, drama queen. Okay, you just made us run from like the other side of the house while we're in the middle of something important and she hasn't even touched you. So, it was amazing that they were like able to be all of a sudden in the same room together, sleeping very close to each other in very close proximity. And so that meant that they were at ease with each other, which was mind-blowing to
and
us.
You guys know that we have tried everything for our girls to get along better, all this. Not drinking, not having that high stress level just dissipated so much of what was going on with our girls. It was miraculous. We're sitting there being like, what is happening? Did something finally kick in? Is there? And then we realize, oh, it is us.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Right?
Yeah.
It was extraordinary.
But what's also interesting, we talked about this on the podcast with the ACC this morning, that we didn't realize, one, we didn't realize that we knew we were stressed, right? Like everybody knows when it's like you have a busy life and you have a lot of things going on, then you're stressed, right?
I mean, I think 99% of us humans are stressed beyond what we realize we're stressed.
Correct. Yeah. We did not realize because we still accomplished everything and still set our gratitude at the end of the day. Like we've always just at the end of the day, no matter what time of day it actually ends, we are still just so grateful that we're able to help cat parents everywhere, that we are able to do what we love to do, and that we, you know, live in a home that has a roof and that we have food and that our babies are fed and that, you know, like all the things that you can count your blessings for. We've always done that. And so we've always thought that we're totally fine. Like, I know that it's really stressful, but we get through the day, we get everything accomplished, and then we count our blessings. So like, what's a better way to live, right? Had no idea that the alcohol was creating more
anxiety, chronic
actual anxiety. Yes.
Chronic anxiety.
Yep. Yeah.
As we cheers our delicious Traverse
beverage
that we're drinking mindfully now. But it's really incredible. We were able to deal with so many things that were a big surprise, not just what it was going to mean for our babies, right? Having renovations and people coming in and out of the house and everything going on and making sure they had safe spaces and trying to keep the routine as much as normal as possible. But just the, is she about to jump on us?
No. It's Annie.
She does spider monkeys sometimes.
Not on us.
I know, but she just lands where she lands.
This is true.
This could be. I forgot what I was saying.
I know. I was saying something too. It was going to be profound, but now that's what you get when it's just the two of us. Just the two of us. That's what you get instead of us being all put together and interviewing someone else.
I don't know that we're ever all put together.
No.
No.
I don't think that's ever happened, actually, that we're all put together.
No, but it has been a fascinating year so far. So just the whole, you know, the renovation thing. Oh, that's what I was rambling, blabbering on about, was not just the stress of what it was going to mean for the household, our family, the babies, how they were going to react to demo and all the stuff and things, but the financial part of things, you know, what it means for the daily disruptions when we work from home and we try to record all of our cat tips and do, you know, like trying to do our interviews
while we're working around and construction workers that are coming in every single day.
What's happening?
And we're like, what time are they coming? They'll probably come around this time or around that time. Okay, well then we need to move that interview or that podcast, or we need to move this or that, so that we're not, because we're in home, right? Like, this is the only place that we can be. And our home, guys, is old. We don't live in a,
not
like
old,
brand
new. It's 1989.
Okay. It's older.
But everything is original, basically.
Yeah. And it is, except for our bathroom. But it is like, it's also very open. It's a very open home and it echoes. So thus, you know,
we can't just record like in a different room. Hear everything everywhere. In our house.
Yeah. And when our cats go running through, they can run somewhere upstairs and we'll be downstairs or outside and we hear it and we think that there's like elephants.
An elephant.
Like we need to run
stampede.
In. And, yeah. A stampede happening or something crazy.
But it was just handling things moment by moment. I really feel like not having the alcohol, dealing with the things, we just handled things moment by moment. Mm-hmm. And
it was so nice.
It was interesting.
It was really nice.
See, she's about to spider monkey.
No, she's not.
She was.
Squirrel. This is why I said we don't let the cats in on our podcast. Okay, she's going to spider monkey you.
See? You want to come down, Annabelle?
She's thinking about.
You want some help, baby girl?
Can some help?
Yes. Yeah, Mama will help you.
Come here. She's not going to do this.
Look at
She's her. Not going to do this.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She doesn't do this. She has to get down on her own. She's like Zorro in that way. Do you see how organized our closet is, for those of you guys that are watching us?
She's Miss Independent. That's what she is.
It's very.
Okay. Yeah. So this is just Annie's podcast now, which we're so excited for next week, because April 3rd. Because her personality is something else.
It really is.
Yeah. And just watching how she's
navigating
the whole family. You want to come down?
Just pick her up.
Here we go.
She's not going to jump on you, but you can pick her up.
Okay. Oh, right. You want to come down?
Yeah. She's like, yes, I do.
Here.
But you need to
jump in the chair. Jump in the chair. Come on.
Yes, we sit in camping chairs.
Come on. Oh, she's like, oh, I'm on camera. Never mind. I'm going over here.
Oh my god. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
You were
I have done for
you. Get down by yourself, okay? Okay.
Yep. You're a big girl.
All right.
You're a big girl.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry, listeners. So renovations, resolutions, all went together this year. It was very, interesting how last year started off very, is my word tonight, apparently, but it was really hard because, you know, the beginning of 2023, we suddenly lost Pooh Bear, and then Oliver Twist just went downhill. We lost Mr. Twister a few weeks later. Then we find Annie. And it was like all of this like spin of emotion that happened at the beginning of 2023. And then the beginning of 2024, we're like, okay. I mean, we weren't correlating this, but we were like, let's take this challenge, do some dry January, do some clean eating, which I have to say, I don't feel like it had everything to do with not drinking. I also feel like the food that we ate had a lot to do with it as well.
I mean, because I think the whole thing, it's always about being holistic, right?
Yes.
And it's like we talked about with the ACC this morning. I cannot wait for that podcast to drop.
Yeah,
because
we will share it with all of you.
They're such extraordinary humans. And
our favorite peoples.
And they've been so impactful for us, not just, you know, we thought animal communication was so woo-woo, but it's really more about, she's about to try to go up to this table. You got it, girl. Shit.
Really? Really?
She was incoming. She was coming in hot.
Really? Brr, brr. You just spilled whiskey all over our brand new floors.
I mean, I clean our floors, but she's coming in hot. She is going to land on
us. Okay, so moving forward, we will no longer allow the cats in the closet
during a podcast. You got to go. Come on.
Squirrel here. See?
That was actually a very nice landing, and I'm sorry that I spilled stuff. Trying to move it quickly.
So what were you saying?
I'm saying that, talking about the ACP, like that holistic approach, it's not just like no alcohol. It's not just better foods.
Right.
It is being present. It's having having a bead on energy in a way. I think that has been one of the biggest things of just recognizing not just how, especially in January.
I think we should just smile at the camera for a second, because that tail next to the on-air thing, we should just get a clip of that.
Turn into a GIF.
And yeah, I think that should be a thing.
Yeah, Mr. Milligan, that was alcohol abuse. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. The floor abuse. Brand new floor abuse. It's tile, so I'm not gonna flip out, but
totally fine. But it's the holistic thing. I know that it doesn't have to be that complicated. And I really feel like, oh my God. Can you see?
Yes, they can see her. But they're only watching her on live here.
Yeah, she knows she's got a podcast coming up, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm here for that.
Look at me.
I'm here for it.
But it is the holistic approach. It is just being able to kind of get a better grip on you and how the energy exchange between you and your cats is so important to keep your energy in check. And I know we've talked about it a lot, and we've talked about it to a lot of people, and we've made cat tips on it, but I'm here to tell you that we did not realize it, but we were not living up to that in the best way possible.
And we didn't realize
what factors were
impacting us. Not actually, you know, you can do all the stuff and things. And we never even considered that alcohol was a contributor in any way to our anxiety, to our energy. You know, it was like that, oh, that's what we need to just kind of take it down a notch at the end of the night. And, you know, it's not just about alcohol. It could be any number of things.
Yeah, I mean, we ate frozen pizzas almost every night. Like it was, you know, whatever we could find. Or here's another thing that we learned is that the amount of alcohol that we drink is directly proportional to our diets. Now, this is not for everybody. Yes. This is not everyone. But us, the two of us, these two crazy cat ladies, when we get crazy with alcohol, we tend to order really bad foods, or we make like the most processed, unhealthy, easiest thing to eat because of the alcohol. That is because of the alcohol. So like Adrian is down 20 pounds. I was down like almost 15. I'm up like, so I'm down basically like 12. I'm at like 12.
She doesn't have anything to lose.
Stop. I do. But we, yes, Sandra, we were like, well, I want to say full organic, but there are certain things that they say organic, but you know that they're not actually full organic.
We just
organic.
Tried to eat clean. We just tried to ate eat fresh, clean. Right? You know, like just do what you go to Sprouts.
All of our produce was organic.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, like this isn't about weight at all. Like this is about feeling healthy.
Yeah,
like
we didn't expect to lose weight. Like that wasn't our plan. We knew that we would because we did know that
I knew that
we did too.
I knew that over the holidays. I had gotten up to 174 pounds, which is not like my, where I feel good, right? Like my body is a little upset, a little inflamed, a little unhappy. Like this is just about feeling healthy. Yeah. And it's crazy how Well, everything shifted, including weight.
Yeah, including weight. So, the renovations and the resolutions came hand in hand this year in January of 2024. They turned out to be really great lessons for us, learning things that we didn't even know that we needed to learn. We also ended up with the nicest bathroom we have ever been in. I was in the shower this morning and I was like, you know what? I've been to really nice places around the world. I've been in really nice hotels. I've been in really nice places, a lot of places. And I have never been in a bathroom, in a shower specifically. I've never been in a shower better than ours. And I realized that this morning and I was like, how blessed are we?
It's crazy.
Now we designed it ourselves. So of course.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be.
And by we designed it ourselves, she means that
we designed it ourselves.
When we picked stuff out.
We designed it ourselves. But we're very grateful. We're very excited for the lessons that we've learned and how we can continue learning, moving forward.
I want to give people a little tease on the podcast that's going to drop from the ACC podcast. Because I know some of you caught this at the top, we're really excited because we had many readings. Jack William, who's sitting there giving me his love eyes, Madison Grace, and our Oliver Twist. And I thought one of the biggest things, you know, like we said about January, and they're just kind of being this dissipation of a lot of the issues our babies were dealing with. One of the biggest things was watching Madison, who's been such a scaredy cat. Really,
for years, like two. Yeah. 3 years.
She's had like improvements and moments and whatever. She has just
blossomed. She has just become this confident cat that we see. We see it with our own eyes. Like it's not something that it's something that no good cat parent would not notice. Because she's like, it's a drastic difference. And then they did a reading with Madison this morning and Jack, and Oliver Twist. And so that's going to drop in a few days before our podcast with them, where they do a reading with Annie. We didn't choose Annie today because we knew that they were going
to do a big follow up with her.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to tease it and say these babies were so spot on. They were so spot on about our babies.
Yeah.
Just there was crazy. Mini readings. But
there was like literally to the T, they were spot on, and stuff that they didn't even know going on. So it was really, animal communication is such an awesome tool, as we said this morning, a tool in our toolbox that we didn't realize could be so helpful in so many ways. And so that podcast is going to drop soon, and they're coming back to our closet, our newly renovated and now whiskey driven closet all over
whiskey,
the floor.
Whiskey dripped. It's whiskey dripped. Bathroom show and tell, ladies.
Yes. We've actually posted on social media. So if you guys want to see the before and after of our bathroom, you can go to Instagram or Facebook or TikTok for that matter. I don't know if I dropped it on YouTube.
I don't know either.
I can't remember. I might have. There. But you guys can see that online. We're so grateful for you guys. We're so grateful for you guys being a part of this awesome community. We're so excited about, you're literally what keeps us going all the time through thick and thin, right? Like from last year, we went through the heartache, and this year when it is the renovations and resolutions and the new lessons that we're learning. And we're so grateful that we get to continue to learn lessons, right? Yeah.
But I feel like we all get to learn together. I think that's the most beautiful part of this whole community, is just this amazing. I mean, we get to experience what it is. I don't know. I just feel like this whole community, Judith, just so you know, I still have Octavia's picture up in our shop. I saw your comment earlier and missed it. Like it's our babies that bring us all together, right? And I feel like they do such a great job of making us all better humans. I love that this is just a reality. I remember in 2015, when this whole thing started, there wasn't really a cat community. There were cat groups and stuff that honestly we were members of, but we were a little scared, because of all the rules and this and that and this way or that way. And I feel like we're all just learning together. This has just been such an extraordinary experience. And I love that
we get to all do this together. Yeah. We get to journey this journey with our cats together. And I think that is, we're so grateful.
Yeah. And as Jack reminded us today with his mini reading, is to always find the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear
what I'm talking about?
That's what he said. Come here. That's what I mean, Mama. I mean, always find the fun. He's our comedian kitty.
Yes.
Always find the fun. Don't drink the whiskey off the floor.
Did you want to
say guys, so that's going to wrap up this episode of Two Crazy Cat Ladies Back in the Closet, or Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be a little bit more put together next week when we bring you guys the longevity tips for cats that we're very excited about talking about. But I mean, just a little bit more put together because you know us.
Because you know us.
Because you know
us. And I do think that Annie wants to say goodbye too.
Yes. Is it time to say goodbye? Say
time. Annie, say bye to everybody.
Say goodbye. Here's my love. Goodness. Okay. So we love you guys
so much. You guys.
We'll see you very soon.
Next week.
Don't miss our podcast next week. Bye.